Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business. Welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast. Hello, everybody. So today, it's time for a solo cast. I know, you've been waiting a long time. Anyway, so today I just want to mention this. So Apple changed a key element in the Apple Podcast platform. So now I have to say follow instead of subscribe. So you know how I always say rate, review, and subscribe. Now I'm supposed to say follow. So you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say fuck you, Apple. Anyway, I'm just tired of Apple's bullshit. So what I'm going to say now is to leave a review on my website, which is theconfidenthealer.net. And the other way of supporting me is by making a donation, which is there's also a link on my website as well. And you can make a monthly donation or a one-time donation, whatever it is. I welcome it. Please do it. I would appreciate it. And those are the two best ways to support me. So I am no longer going to say rate review on Apple Podcasts. I'm just not going to do it. I don't care about their stupid And what's the word for today? Algorithms. Logarithms. I don't know anything about it. I'm tired of it. Whatever. So that's my spiel about that. All right. So on to this week's episode. Oh, and I'm going to introduce myself because I usually don't do this when I do a solo cast and I don't put it in my intros. So if you didn't know, I am a healer. And for the past 15 years or so, most of my clients have been women who want to get over their ex. It always ends up that way. When I think about every person that I've worked on, it's about 9 out of 10 come in because of an ex, because they want to get over them, or they may not say that. And then halfway through it comes up. So it's you. That's who I draw in. I am a self-love expert and I use different modalities to help women get over their ex. And I also teach intuitive energy healing and Reiki. So that's what I do besides podcasting. So this week I'm going to talk about blessings and impact, how one thing that a person says or does can have such a monumental impact on yourself. Or on others. Wait, is that right? This week, I'm going to talk about blessings and impact, how that one thing that a person says or does can make such a huge impact. So I recently went to an online memorial service for my friend Tom's mother. So that makes about three for 2021, once a month, that I've been going to these online memorial ceremonies. And yes, two of them, including the person I'm about to talk about, have been from COVID. And by the way, I am not using their real names. And I am really sorry to say that I haven't seen Tom, which is not his real name, or his family since 2014. Sometimes when I would go back to Florida, I would call up Tom to see if he was going to be visiting his parents at the same time I would be visiting mine, and I would go see him and his mom and dad. So Tom is someone I've known since middle school. I think we were in the same school for about a year, and then he moved and ended up going to another middle school. So fast forward to high school, which is where we met again. We didn't bond until our senior year, and I think that's when I met his mom, Clara, again, it's not her real name, for the first time, because she was one of the nurses in attendance on the Civitan blood drive bus. So you remember, for those of you who went to school in the U.S., when you can only donate blood when you're 18 because you're considered an adult, and your local nonprofits that do blood drives would go to the high school on their bus, and you could go and donate blood. And I did that because I got to miss class. It was very selfish. But, you know, you also are doing a good thing at the same time. So Tom and I bonded for many reasons. And one of them was because he was also an immigrant. We also went to college together for the first couple of years. We took a few classes together. We always we hung out a lot. And I spent a lot of time at his place after class studying together and getting to know his family. So at her beautiful celebration of life, which was last month. I don't know what day this is. It was early. It was a couple weeks ago. I don't even remember. It was in March. It was, I think, the first week in March. So at her beautiful celebration of life, which was earlier this month in March, her children talked about her. Her daughter sang a devotional. And I heard so many other great stories from her family and friends that it flooded me with so many memories that I have of his mom, Clara. And one of the things that everyone talked about was her famous hugs. And I remember those hugs, too. It's funny when you aren't around a person, you forget things about them. You don't mean to, but time and layers of memories as life goes on, they just get buried with new ones and new memories. And you start to forget things about people. I guess it's natural. So I also remembered and realized that she was the first person to nickname me Charmy. I don't let a lot of people give me nicknames, especially if we aren't close and we just met. And a lot of people like to do that sometimes. They ask me, you know, oh, do you have a nickname? I'm like, no. Do you go by a short version of it? I'm like, no. You can say Sharmila. It's three syllables. And it's one of the easier Hindi names that you can pronounce. If you can pronounce supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you can say Sharmila. Anyway, when she would say, Charmy, she would always have a big smile on her face, followed by her now infamous big hugs. And you'll have to excuse me because when I talk about her, I might use a Jamaican accent because they're Jamaicans. And I know it's a poor attempt, but that's how I'm going to do it. Anyway, so like I said, it's easy to forget things, but I always remembered her wicked sense of humor because that was also passed down to Tom. And the other thing that I always remembered about her was her answer to whenever you would ask her how she was doing, how she's been, she would say, I am blessed. So Tom didn't know what an impact she made on me until I told him once he let me know that she had passed away in February. Now, I know I mentioned previously that she was a nurse, which I had totally forgotten about until her service. Because when I met her, I don't think she was working a lot, or maybe she had retired. But that phrase would have the biggest impact on me, and it would pave the way to understanding and teaching the principle of gratitude and blessings. So Tom's family are Christians, which is an important part of the story. So whenever I would call the house growing up in high school and college, whenever I would call the house or go over there and I would see her, she was always jubilant. And when I would ask her, have you been, Clara? She'd always answer, I am blessed. And it was always the same joyful answer with so much matter-of-factness. There was never a doubt in her mind. She knew it down to her bones. I can see her face. She would look down and quickly scan her life and nod to herself in acknowledgement and smile so sweetly to herself, to God, and to me, and nod and say, I am blessed, Charmy. I am so very blessed. Now, this is also something that was recounted at her celebration of life as well. But that term that she would use, I am blessed, holy shit, it confounded me. I couldn't figure out what she meant by being blessed. And not wanting to look like an idiot, I never asked her what she meant by that. So I was 18 at the time, and I grew up in a Hindu household. So if it's in Hinduism somewhere, I never inferred anything from it. There wasn't any kind of Hindu school, and in my house, we didn't say things like, I am blessed. What does she mean? To be blessed. To me, in my Hindu ceremonial upbringing, you receive blessings when someone older puts a red clump of tikka on your forehead. I don't know how other Hindu cultures do it, but for Nepali people, it's water, red powder, and rice grains, uncooked rice grains mixed together. Or sometimes they put yogurt as the binder instead of water, and it's placed on your forehead, then you're blessed. They don't say it. They just put it on your forehead, and you know, they're chanting some mantra, and you're blessed. That's a, it's part of the ceremony. I am blessed. I swear that baffled me for years. I really didn't understand what she meant by that. I would think about it a lot. Even though I moved to California when I was 25, I would think about her and her phrase and still not understand it. It just never made sense to me. And I'm not sure when I finally understood it, but maybe in my early 30s, that's when I started to use forgiveness and gratitude as a healing tool. So I would use that process of forgiveness and gratitude to process some of the resentments that I was hanging on to. And then one day it clicked. It just did. And I don't know why I didn't call Tom's mom to let her know, as I think about it now, because she would have had a great laugh at me. Some of it as a tease, but also as an acknowledgement of a person coming to a simple but powerful teaching. One of her friends had mentioned at her celebration of life, or maybe it was one of her family members, that said that Clara had once told her that, and I don't remember the exact quote, but it was akin to Clara thought that God must have had his hand on her. Okay, I know that didn't come out right. But, you know, like kind of took, like shone his light on her because she knew she was fortunate. She knew that everything would always be okay, that she was taken care of. And from her memorial, I learned that she had a difficult childhood in Jamaica, and yet she managed to study in Scotland to get her nursing degree, meet her husband, and move to Florida and raise their family. So I'm sure you don't need me to tell you what she meant by saying, I am blessed. But I'm going to tell you because that's the whole point of this episode. So to me, what that means is inherent trust in the divine, in God, in the universe, whatever the name you have for that. That just as you were born with confidence, you were also born divine. Like God is within, not out there, but inside. And if you know that, not just intellectually, but connect it with your soul, you know that down to your bones, down to your soul, then you know that God has your back, that the universe has your back, that we're all special. Yep. Even you, you're special too. Why? Because you're alive. I've read some critics of the whole manifestation thing and how narcissistic it can make you, because why would the universe give only the things you want? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't just provide for you. It provides for all of us. And if God, the universe, is within, then we all provide for each other, right? And we do that. Your parents provide for you, friends, we provide for our family, to strangers, you know, even the government, the people in government, they provide for us, you know, that road that you're driving on, we pay for that. The public school that you went to, your children go to. Yeah, we pay for that too. Anyway, the practice of gratitude, I can't remember when I read it, but it shifted my paradigm because I read this quote, and it's not the exact quote, but it was something like, the trick is wanting what you already have. And that ties into being blessed. It just adds to the blessing. So anytime someone asked me how I was, once I understood what I am blessed meant, so when they would ask me, I would occasionally say to myself, I'm blessed. And I wasn't comfortable with saying it to them because I felt self-conscious about sounding corny and a little holier than thou. So now I'll just risk it and share what I've learned. And if I'm feeling blessed and someone asks me how I am, I will confidently say, I'm blessed, and carry on Clara's legacy, my Christian, faith-driven, non-denominational friend and mother to some really amazing people alive right now. I am so blessed to have met you and can only do my best to remember where God is within. I'm just always amazed at how a person can say one thing to you or do something to you or for you, how that makes an impact on the rest of your life. And it just impresses upon your soul for many lifetimes. I suppose that's why I chose this path of spirituality, knowing that every step is affecting someone out there, whether it's in a good way or a bad way. It's all about the intention, right? My intention is that it's in the highest divine good for all. So that's my story for today about being blessed and the impact that Clara, again, not her real name, the impact that she had on me. And I also want to say happy birthday to my fairy godmother on this day. It's March 15th. It's her 70th. It's a big one. So happy, happy birthday, Georgie. And you can also wish her a happy birthday on her Instagram, which is at Fairy Godmother Georgie, G-E-O-R-G-I-E. I'll put that in the show notes. Fairy Godmother Georgie on Instagram. Please look her up and wish her a happy birthday all month long. She would love it. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.